Head to KidNation.com to see all of our Insta-twin winners. They look so much like what they dressed up as. It's scary. Insta-twin, thanks to Party City, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 1 hour away from the Kelly Big Al Mac battle. The Voice Factor Idol, what we're calling it. It's a live singing competition. We'll see who moves on to the championship round with Jenna.
Oh, boy. I just changed two lines.
Really?
I know I'm gonna jack it up now.
Hey,
I know it's gonna be jacked up.
Maybe made it better.
Don't be negative.
Don't be negative, Al. I was negative and I messed up.
Were you negative going into
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I was
you
a little
didn't
negative.
Feel good
yeah,
about
yeah
it?
I started doubting myself, Kelly. And that
maybe
was...
I should start doubting.
No,
don't doubt yourself.
No, because I
Jenna didn't doubt
I felt
herself.
Really unprepared, but I just like right before I just said, you know what, just commit and do it and.
I mean, just go for it.
I mean, come on, you guys.
What's the worst that can happen?
You mess up?
Me.
But, JC, you know what? The lesson learned?
It's funny.
You survived it.
I'm alive.
You survived it.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I survived it. Sometimes you feel like you're not going to survive your nickname, though.
Big Head was mine.
Nicknames are something that can make or break you, and sometimes your nickname's given to you when you're a baby, so you have no control over
it. Yeah, and I had always wanted a nickname, because you guys have some nicknames. I'm good at giving nicknames that actually stick, that people don't mind, but I've never had like a real good one.
I had a family nickname. I had a high school nickname.
I had both, and I didn't like either one of them. When I was a kid, my mom called me Mocoso.
Mocoso.
Which is a word in Spanish which means snotty kid, because I guess I had a lot of boogers as a child.
Mocoso.
Oh, so she started runny nose.
Mi pequeño mocoso.
So that's like mi mocosito. Mucus face.
That's gross.
And I hated that because she would say that in front of my friends, and then now I'm snot nose kid.
Out of all the names you had, she still made up another name to call you.
Yeah,
she got like eight names.
Yeah, no, I got plenty of names to choose from, and she made a different one up. And I just, you can't say anything to your mom because it'll hurt her feelings, but being called Mocoso my whole life was...
I was Kelly Bodine, like after Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
My family, I don't know who's, I think my Uncle Frank started it. Uncle Red, the people of Mullins.
Oh, I was going to say, you had an uncle with a regular name?
Red Raspberry.
Uncle Frank, but, well, that's not the same Red Raspberry.
Different Red.
To the people of Mullins, he's Red. And I think he's the one that started calling me Kelly Bodine, prettiest girl ever done seen, and that stuck.
But that's a cool nickname.
Kelly Bodine.
Yeah, that was fun.
I loved it.
It's a great one. See, Kinsey and I are part of this online, or Kinsey is my wife. Mm-hmm. She's part of this online community on Facebook where moms talk to each other.
Yeah.
And this mom needed help because she hates the nickname her husband gave their daughter.
Oh.
What is it?
Poopy.
Poopy?
Why?
Poopy. Because Poopy, that's your girl. You don't want her.
No, I'm saying, why is that the nickname?
I don't know.
Babies poop a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to do with him having to change the diaper so much that little girl's name now is Poopy. And that's not going to go away because he's probably already enamored with it, and he's not going to let that one go.
Oh, Poopy. It'll go away.
I hope so.
My parents called me Baby Bear, and that lasted for like a few years.
I call my daughter Monkey. I've always called her Monkey. Monkey Butt, Monkey.
Monkey Butt.
Your Monkey.
Monkey Butt.
Yeah. Monkey Butt.
Need it over there.
But I guess
Kids was Doodle.
Doodle.
His parents, I guess it was both his parents, called him Doodle all the time.
Up until he was in high school.
And he didn't like that.
Former NFL great Herschel Walker used to say he thought his nickname was Get Wood, because every time his daddy looked at him, he said, boy, get wood. You ever heard that?
Like, go get firewood?
That was my Herschel Walker impression.
Thanks, Al. Mikey, you have a nickname story?
Yeah, so my entire life, I always wanted to name my first son, if I ever had a son, Rex. It's the most masculine name.
So cool.
It's after my grandfather, so Rex.
Yeah.
But now my wife has completely emasculated it, and she calls him Rexy. Rexy Poo.
Just completely takes it away. That's a girl thing to
Sexy
do.
Rexy.
You can't put a Y in front.
Like, I always say ratty.
But when I was a kid, my dad was the worst in the world at giving nicknames. First off, we used to fight all the time,
you know,
father and son stuff, and he called me Handsome Boy Fighter. And he would call me that around my friends.
Handsome Boy Fighter.
A mouthful of a nickname.
And then when I'm playing baseball, and he starts calling me Captain Crunch, which is, it sounds kind of cool when you're 8 years old. And he's like, come on, Captain Crunch. Until the guys on the other team start saying, yeah, come on, Frosted Flakes.
Come on, Fruit Loop.
Come on, Cheerio.
Humiliating.
Let's go, Honey Nut Cheerio.
Hated it.
I love it when somebody, like, I had a boyfriend that called me Teddy. I loved that. I would like almost say,
Teddy.
Please say my nickname again. And they called me Teddy.
Like
instead
a pet
of Kelly,
name.
It's Teddy. Yeah, he called me Teddy. And I just love, because like Teddy Bear, Teddy.
Yeah, one girl.
I'll never forget that.
One girl that called me Bunny because my two front teeth were a little over.
See, that's not good.
Bunny. Yeah.
That was an affectionate?
Yeah.
Not even like Snuggle Bunny?
That's what she said. She said it was. No, no. Bunny.
Sorry, yeah.
Bunny.
I was called Bridget by some seniors in high school when I was a sophomore and junior. I don't know. There were the senior guys on my football team, and they started calling me Bridget. And to this day, I have no idea what it means, but it made me so angry.
That's why they did it.
I don't know where Bridget came from.
I remember there was this really pretty girl that I played soccer with. Like, she was the one that went through puberty before the rest of us, you know? Like, just stunning at 13 years old.
And so you had to make her life miserable?
Her name was also Jenna. And I looked like a boy. And so for confusion, like, to prevent confusion when we're on the field, she got to keep Jen or Jay, and I was Nuh.
Oh, you're Nuh.
I got the back half.
Nuh.
We called you Jenna Talia for a while here.
Yeah, I heard that in school.
Yeah. We're asking for
most
the nicknames.
Most of the 12-year-old boys like yourself called me that.
We're asking for the nicknames you hate. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Heather, who gave you your nickname?
A friend of mine in high school gave it to me.
Okay. And what was it, Heather?
My name is Heather Hollenberg, and she gave me Heifer Hollenturd.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
That's funny.
But you're laughing.
I know, but she's laughing at it now.
That's funny.
I'm sure you don't go by Hollenturd anymore.
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. When you name your kid, you got to really play out all the possibilities.
You can't help the last name, though.
Right.
You know, the last name is
but
given
she
to you.
But you wouldn't think Hollenberg would, they would call her Hollenberg.
Kids don't make a way to figure out how to put turd in there. But
are you over it, Heather?
Yeah, no, I was never really upset about it because I had several nicknames for my last name.
Yeah, I bet.
That was the most creative.
Yeah, that was the best one right there. All in turd. Andrea, who gave you your nickname?
Cellulite Sally.
No.
Cellulite. Who called you that?
Given to me by my husband.
Oh!
That's not nice.
Your current husband?
We've been together for 11 years. Cellulite Sally has always been there. I am only about a size 7, 8, but skinny girls have cellulite too.
I can't believe he does that.
He doesn't do it in public, though, does he?
Well, not in public because most of the time I wear shorts a little bit longer so that way nobody can see it.
Sorry, Andrew.
But it definitely messes with your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Does he know that it hurts your feelings?
Oh, yes. And my 7-year-old son, he will go around saying, what are you going to do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk. Because my husband will sing that song. So now my son is joining in on the fun at my expense.
Did you give your husband a nickname in return?
Well, I can't say that over the radio, but I have a few little nicknames that I can throw at him when he throws that one at me.
Little nicknames, right? Little ones.
Yeah, little ones. Hold on, let me. Yeah. I'm going to put you down, and then you can tell me what it is, and I'll.
We all kind of have an idea.
Andrea, go ahead and tell me one real quick. You're off the air. Yeah.
Are we right?
Well,
all right. Yeah.
Dropped.
Yeah, okay, Andrea, I got it. it goes along with this song.
Yeah,
for sure.
Kind of that.
Thank you, Andrea.
Oh boy.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
If you want to go out and do it, that's the best way to go at it.
Sally, sell you lie.
Man, that was aggressive, that name.
I don't like her husband.
I don't either, and I don't like that he lets her son do that.
Uh-uh.
I would like to think the dad would backhand that little boy across the room. Don't disrespect your mother like that.
Well, you can't do that.
That little boy's going to call Adrian a girl.
Exactly.
Paisley's 10 years old. I'm sure you got this nickname from your father or mother.
No, actually, I got it from my best friends in school. She's always calling me Payday with those caramel and those peanuts.
Do you eat a lot of Paydays?
I don't really like caramel, and she just like says it all the time, over and over and over again. And it just gets on my nerves. Yeah.
I bet it does.
Do you have a nickname for her?
Cocoa Puff.
Cocoa Puff.
There you go.
Kids got it right there.
Payday, that's painful. I'm so sorry.
Better than your parents calling you that. Cute little girl.
Payday.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
What's your nickname?
Peach Fuzz.
Oh, so, do you need a lip wax?
No. I have red hair like Kelly, but it's the color of a peach red. Oh. And I shaved my head in high school, and it was peach fuzz. So when everybody called me peach fuzz around people that didn't know, they thought they were talking about downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Were you going through your punk phase when you shaved your head?
Yeah. And, you know, they tagged my car peach fuzz, so I ran around town all the time with peach fuzz on the back of my window, and it's stuck, and I'm 30 years old now.
Oh, girl.
Oh, boy.
Peach fuzz over there.
Embrace it.
Yeah, yeah, might as well. What do you do?
Peach fuzz.
Christina, your dad gave you your nickname?
Yes, it's Pokey.
Pokey, because you're slow?
No, because when I was younger and I was developing my chest, yeah, he decided that was
going to
be my nickname for life.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Christina, I'm so sorry. Hopefully Pokey turned into boulders, though.
Dads need to be sensitive to that special time in a little girl's life.
We don't understand, Kelly.
You need to be sensitive to that special time.
Speaking of the
Pokemon,
the nickname I was given in high school was Bridget, and the guys would never tell me. The two guys that named me Bridget wouldn't tell me what it meant.
We have an explanation. You
know? Kevin, why was I called Bridget?
Well, the way I figured, I think it was brown midget.
All right. It all makes sense now. They were both taller than I was. They were bigger than I was.
It all makes sense.
Then
you know what? Mystery solved.
Yeah.
You feel better now?
Thank this man.
No, I don't.
Thank
I feel,
this man.
I'm
Kevin,
having flashbacks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All oh, these, my gosh. It all makes sense.
Years.
I'm having flashbacks.
Thanks.
Wow.
Well, what's coming up next, Bridget?
At least they didn't call you Pokemon.
Yeah. Bridget would like to help you win $1,000 with the free money name game.
Are you going to be able to recover from
that? He's frazzled right now.
I just thought Bridget was like a girl name they decided. I didn't know. Wow.
It all makes sense.
It does make so much sense now, Kelly.
Maybe you need to. Maybe you should shoot today and pretend like those were the bullies.
I'm all butthurt now.
No,
I'll say that. No. So butthurt right now that I was called that now.
Oh, get over it. Let's give away some money.
Free money name game. Your chance at $1,000 with two initials next.
It's Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac, Jenna,
and Bridget.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Not funny, you guys.
Isn't that redundant?
Oh, man.
You got mentioned twice, JC.
Yeah. That's nice. I'm glad they turned that around.
Featuring Bridget.
Big hour coming up. We got love letters to Kelly coming up.
Okay.
We have the epic battle between Kelly and Big Al Mac.
Epic.
Oh,
with their parody song.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss it.
Al just walked into the room and said, there's no way I can make it good. So I'm really excited about
that. You know, it's hard. Toothpaste is hard.
Toothpaste is a hard topic to sing about.
And we'll announce the winner of our election attack ad.
That's a lot.
So much stuff to get to, Al. But
so in the interest of time, what should we skip? We should probably...
We're not skipping nothing, Al. We're not skipping nothing. In fact, we're going to give away some money.
Definitely not skipping this.
You're not getting out of your You're not getting out of your phone. Yeah, we're playing the free money name game twice a day now.
Yeah, we are.
This is where Kelly Raspberry will shoot her Nerf gun at some cans with letters on them.
I'm getting really comfortable with this gun, by
I know
the way.
You are,
Your
Kelly.
Chance at $1,000. Leon Isaacs won $500. Denisha Ivy won $500. Katie Head won $500. Kimberly Morris won
$1,000. Yeah.
Regina Bailey won $1,000. Elise Buter won $1,000. And you can, too.
That's enough names.
All you got to do is match the initials that Kelly shoots. Kelly's getting her concealed handgun license.
Yeah, we got some cans lined up. Mm-hmm. Each one has a letter on the bottom of it, so each letter of the alphabet's represented.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock one off, and then that one goes back up. So you can have double initials.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had that happen several times.
You ready to shoot, Kelly?
I am. It's not cocked, right? I don't want to double cock it.
No, you got to cock it.
Because last time I double cocked it and jammed it up.
No double cocking here.
That's what happens.
Here we go.
Go, Kelly Bowdane.
Fun. I can't wait to get my concealed handgun license.
That went underneath.
You need it way bad.
Come on, cock it like a man.
Like a man? What is that supposed to
mean? Like a man, like a boss.
Cock it like it's hot.
Sexist and hateful.
There we go. Yell it out, man.
L.
The L word.
And it's back up in play. All right. Let's see what I'm going to hit next. Oh, man. That's wood.
That's wood.
I'm trying to hit one on the bottom.
Okay. Almost. That was aim's off today.
Well, this. Okay.
You have to run out of bullets there, homegirl.
Oh, yeah! She hit one. Kelly's all mad.
I'm not mad. What is it? P-L-P. P-L-L-P. Those are initials
Fishburne.
Today. Those are darn good initials.
Those are really good initials.
L-N-P. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If your initials are L-P on your legal document ID,
and might I recommend this as a fabulous present for children
color,
for Christmas?
Yes, yeah. It is.
If you're looking for something.
The Nerf gun?
That's fun.
They're really fun, and you can't shoot your eye out, I don't think.
What's the official name of that?
No, you can't.
It's a Nerf something.
Nerf Retaliator.
Retaliator, okay.
Yeah. We've been going around the office shooting each other with those.
Yeah?
It's intense.
Yeah, but we're aiming below the waist just to make sure nobody's face gets hit.
Oh, yeah, because that won't hurt below the waist on a guy.
Just do sneak attack on a dude. Hit him below the waist. Yesterday, we played you some attack ads, real campaign ads, but they were weird because one lady said she castrated pigs.
Yeah, that was her background. Yeah.
Right.
Why she would make a good candidate.
Some guy said he would shoot you.
That was a little,
That was a bit much.
It got violent.
It got violent. A guy sang.
I would be very curious to know if those people won their election.
Okay. The elections were yesterday.
Yeah.
The results are in, and I believe Mike has the results on how those people did with their campaign ads.
Okay, well, let's hear the ad first, right?
Because these were some of the weirdest ones I've ever heard in my life.
But if they were effective, everybody might start trying it.
Mike, you got the results on those bad boys?
I do.
Okay.
First off, you guys remember Bob Quast from Iowa?
Which one was his?
Here's the one I'm talking about, the guy who murdered his sister.
Oh, this one right here.
I'm going to use my Glock to blow your balls off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't murder his sister. He said he was going to do that if the man who murdered his sister showed up. Yeah.
Right. And he used his ad as an opportunity to
about gun control.
Tell the personal story.
He's just bearing arms.
How did he do yesterday?
Total percent of the vote? One.
He got 1%.
1%
of the vote?
So he didn't win, I'm guessing.
Lost.
Landslide. Yeah.
So you remember Estaquio Beltran from Washington State? He was the guy who shot the elephant pinata while riding a donkey?
Yeah.
Here's his audio.
What happens to an elephant that stands around doing nothing for too long?
He did a little bit better.
Yeah.
11% of the vote.
Mm. Okay, guessing he didn't win either.
Nope.
Okay.
It was also funny when they were kind of doing a playoff of ED, but he called it electile dysfunction. The guy's name was J.D. Wintrig.
What was he running for?
He was going against Boehner.
I don't remember what he was going for. Here's his ad.
Yeah, he was going up against Boehner. That's right.
Your electile dysfunction? It could be a question of blood flow.
22% of the vote.
Okay.
Another
better.
Loser.
Effective. Getting better.
But not good enough.
Not enough. And Joni Ernst, she was the one who did the castrating pigs.
Ooh, she was going to take that knife up to Washington, too.
I saw her on TV.
From Iowa. So here's her audio.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Wow.
Is that an eHarmony profile?
You could picture her at home baking cookies. She was so prim and proper. So no, she's like,
her perfect cut date. Off How'd she do?
When all the polls were closed, she ended up with 52% of the vote and won.
Pig castration rules.
She ended up winning.
She takes care of business.
Okay.
Taking care of business in Washington.
So that one worked.
Gonna make them squeal.
Yeah.
And the last one, the guy who did the Let It Go.
That was bad.
Because Danny don't care what you're going to say. Let my lies rage on. Lying never bothered me anyway.
See, was that paid for by anybody? Or was that just some guy sitting around?
He's on his website.
Yeah,
but supposedly
awful.
there was a mistake in the voter booth, and David Dewhurst was put on the governor ballot, not the lieutenant governor ballot.
Yeah.
We don't know how all that's going to work out yet.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was a big mess up.
What if he wins? He becomes a governor, and he doesn't want to be that.
No, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to redo that whole thing.
The only one that won was the pig lady.
Pig lady.
Well, I don't care about the real stuff. How did we do?
We'll find out in about 10 minutes, Jenna.
Free money, baby.
Because so much is at stake.
Because a lot is at stake. Yeah, somebody's going to become the whatever of the show. What's gonna happen.
Someone is going to come to whatever of the show.
Yeah, we put a lot into that.
That's what you want to be, the whatever of the show, don't
you? Passionate bunch.
The initials were PL or LP. If you want to win up to $1,000 with the free money name game, I have Pam on the phone.
Pam.
Hi. Pamela.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Pam. What is your last name?
Ledford.
Pam Ledford.
Hey, Pam Ledford.
That's a P and an L, I believe, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, it is. And Pam Ledford, you just won $500.
Yeah, Pam.
I am so excited.
We're excited for you. We're going to be more excited if you posted free money for Kid Nation on your social status update.
I didn't.
Oh,
I figured out yesterday how to do it, and this morning I didn't do it.
Pam, you make me feel like I'm home again. Where are you calling from?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm calling from Georgia.
Close enough to South Carolina for me.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for listening, and congratulations on $500.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Right, we're going to play this again less than an hour from now. So, you know, Pam, yeah, she wishes she would have done it now. Because, you know, you never think your initials are going to be called, but you don't know for sure. So why not just, you know,
go ahead.
What if you favor? Why not?
It's going to take you 5 minutes.
Free money for Kid Nation on any of your social status updates.
Yay, kids! It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And I love
myself. The world is a ghetto because of you. Joining us on the show tomorrow morning at this time.
Yeah.
This guy right here.
I love this jam.
Kendrick Lamar. Jenna's extremely excited because she is a super fan of Kendrick's.
This is his new single. I've always loved Kendrick. He opened for Kanye when I went.
Yeah.
So good. And he's so young.
He's young. He's cool. He's hip. He's Kendrick Lamar.
It's kind of one of those that I'm like,
that's what he is.
I'm excited.
Make sure you're listening at this time tomorrow morning. And voting booths are closed.
Voting booths are closed as of when? 7 o'clock yesterday evening?
Yeah, I think so. But the one for our show, is, I think, closed like sometime this morning.
We're loosey-goosey.
Yeah, we're loosey-goosey with our booth. We're trying to determine who had the best attack ad, because we all did campaign ads attacking a member of the show. And
yeah, I didn't really realize it was a competition that's going
to
be voted on.
I didn't either, to be honest with you.
It was kind of a surprise to me.
But that's cool. You know,
that's okay.
Kelly attacked me.
I did, with good reason.
I attacked Kelly with good reason, kind of.
No, you didn't. You were just mean.
Big Al Mac attacked Jenna, and Jenna attacked Al. And that was all at random, and now we have voting results.
That's right, after 37,000 total votes were cast.
I bet more people voted in our election than they did in some of the precincts.
Yeah, which is sad. You know?
Well, they could do it online if it's easy.
Kid Nation was voting on which one they liked the best, which one was the funniest.
Which ad they liked. Okay.
Coming in fourth place was this ad.
Jenna P. Owens is running for pest control officer. Sure, she may look like the king of the jungle.
Anyone ever told you that you look like a lion in the face?
While most people are terrified.
It was close.
There's a potential for you to have to back-to-back losses. And then you got to sing against Kelly next break.
You had 18% of the votes.
That's not bad, 18%, Al.
Not bad, good. You know.
Losing with dignity.
Coming in third place was this ad.
Jose Chavez is asking your vote
for
wastewater treatment plant superintendent.
So Al, the bottom where we belong, you and me.
Has there ever been a less worthy candidate for a position that provides such an unappetizing yet vital service for our community?
You had 20%.
I went for the truth, you know? I just went for the truth.
You did go for the truth, Kelly.
And people don't, they can't handle the
truth. People can't handle the truth.
That's what it is.
And Al definitely did not attack Jenna very much.
How many percentages did I get?
You got 20%.
Oh, okay.
Now with almost 27% of the votes coming from KidNation.com, is this political attack ad.
Big Al Mac for Railroad Commissioner.
Choo-choo!
He's only running for the position because he liked the song Come On Ride the Train.
True. I do like this song.
Is this the kind of person you want making decisions that affect
that
your future?
Which means that your winner of the political attack ads is JC attacking Kelly for comptroller.
Yes!
Kelly Raspberry, candidate for comptroller of public accounts. Would you put the trust of your money on a woman who's repeatedly said she's not good at math? Most importantly, Kelly Raspberry is running for a position that is of the public. But there is one thing she cannot stand.
You people.
Who is that?
You people.
Kelly Raspberry, the woman who hates.
You people.
That live in the USA. Kelly Raspberry hates Americans.
You know what this means.
And babies.
I really want.
Because babies are you people, too.
Were
people voting because it was
That's the thing. That's the thing. Just like in some of the issues. Just like in some of the issues.
Why you gotta take my win away? Why you gotta take my win away from me?
Just like in some of the issues that people were voting for all across the country yesterday, you didn't know which way to vote. Does yes mean no? Does no mean yes?
Right. I consider that a win.
My attack ad won.
I consider it a win for me. That
means I lost then.
They were voting for Kelly.
That means I lost.
See, you guys are slamming Jenna and I.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, thank you for voting, by
the way. Yes, thank you, everyone. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll send your stickers out tomorrow.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know my boyfriend of a year and a half is going to propose because I happen to find the engagement ring. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's my dream ring. Mm. I love him, and I really enjoy my time with him. Mm. But my gut doesn't tell me he's the one.
Oh.
Should you have some kind of instinct when you finally found the person you're meant to be with forever? I've had boyfriends before, but he's definitely my most serious one. We've taken vacations together. Our families have met. We've talked about a future together. Now that it's real, though, I'm not sure it's what it's supposed to be. I know women have different kinds of instincts, but I don't know if finding your soulmate is one of them. Should I just know, or is saying yes to his proposal when I don't just know going to be a huge mistake? Deanna.
Ooh. I really wonder. I think a lot of people have doubts. I mean, up until they're, you know, how do you know for sure?
You don't. That's the thing.
Well, some people do, and they're lucky.
Have those feelings, and 2 years later, they're fighting it out in divorce court. But they knew the minute they were walking down the aisle.
Things change.
I think, you know, don't let him know you found the ring. Please don't do that. That would just crush him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that once you get engaged, I think you have to do some serious work because, you know, the premarital counseling thing is very important. And stuff comes to light, things you've never dreamed about discussing. And you might realize this is a really good life partner for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe your idea, I think we get an idea of what it's supposed to feel like from the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the movies are not real. And it's just, I think that's where Hollywood has really screwed us up.
Because sometimes you feel that way, and it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you have those feelings because it feels just like out of a movie. Well, then your chances aren't good if it feels like out of a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's where we're screwed up with romance novels and our ideas of what it should feel like. And really, this could be the one, but we're so clouded in our judgment and what we think love is supposed to feel like that we miss out on it.
Hmm.
Couples... Counseling makes you sounds like the relationship's in trouble, but actually it could help make you, you know, the premarital stuff just to make sure you're both headed in the right direction, and that could tell you more than your gut's telling you.
Right.
Did I say that right?
That's great advice.
If there's parents available, you know, just kind of talk to them. Not about if we should get married. Just kind of talk to them, see where their head's at about the relationship in general, because you can find out a lot about a person by talking to their parents.
Look at the example his parents set, because it's probably the example he's going to go by.
Right.
Yeah. So say yes.
I wouldn't say yes. Maybe you could already start steering conversations towards that direction anyway. You know, like certain things. Like,
he
hasn't proposed yet.
Right.
He has the ring. He just hasn't popped it yet.
But you could start steering conversations towards that way.
Yeah.
And see about that couple's counseling thing.
Yeah.
And
good luck with that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Felicia went on KidNation.com and wrote you a letter, Kelly.
Thanks, Felicia.
She says, "Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have never done the couple's costume for Halloween, but this year he decided he was going to dress up for work. Not only that, but he was doing a couple's costume with this girl I know he's got a bit of a married guy crush on.
Oh, no.
I'm a pretty secure woman for the most part, but this makes me feel pretty weird.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, after 7 years of marriage, he's interested in dressing up for Halloween. He said it's all for fun, but I feel like there's got to be more than that to it.
Yeah.
How would you feel? Am I making something out of nothing?
No, you're not. He's flirting with her. He's flirting with her.
It depends on the costume.
No, it doesn't depend on the costume. You don't do a couple's costume with someone from work. You don't.
I mean, we've done group, but our situation's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Well,
yeah. Nah.
I'm trying to see where it could be.
It's a problem.
That's a party foul right there. That's what you choose to do about it.
But, yeah, it's a red flag.
Maybe they wanted to dress up like a donkey and she needed a butt.
No, if the whole office is doing a theme, like I remember my friends, their theme in the office was we're all doing a Robin Williams character.
Yeah.
Because he recently passed away, so they each picked a character from the movie. But if you've got two people, male and female, and they're doing a couple's costume, that's not a theme, that's a couple's costume. He's flirting with her, that is a red flag.
Yeah.
Think of how...
They're probably already doing it.
I think of how I would react if my wife dressed up with a dude as a couple, and I wouldn't like it at all.
Problem.
They may already be involved.
And the bigger stink he makes about it, that you voiced your concern, it's a bigger flag he's waving in your face.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The bigger, the more defensive he gets, the more guilty he is.
Problem.
Truth.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This has happened to me.
Oh, great, Al. Well, you'll have some perspective.
A lot of things have happened to you, Al.
Dude, that's true. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I went to this killer Halloween party on Friday night and met this girl who was banging in her costume. We sat down, talked, totally hit it off. I got her number, hit her up the next day to go out. We did, and man, was I shocked to see what she looked like without sexy vampire makeup and that shirt on that didn't show her abs. She was full of personality, but damn, homegirl might not have even been a two.
Oh.
I didn't have the heart to cut things short with ugly just because she was ugly. So now she's texting me to get together again. Despite the whole ugly factor, she's great. Let's face it, though, who wants to get with a non-attractive lady?
Oh,
she
knows
I like something about her because we laughed and hit it off at the party, so I need a gentle way to let her down. Please help me with this. She's an awesome girl. I just can't see myself committing to someone who I'm not physically attracted to. Nick. Man,
that happened
mean.
To you?
That's mean. The fact that he had to throw in ugly, ugly, ugly. He's just a mean person.
Well, he could have just said, "I'm not physically attracted."
You know, you just what does every other guy do? You stop returning the texts.
Yeah.
You don't answer the phone calls, and eventually they realize this isn't working out.
That's pretty much
just
what
because
I
you
do.
Ask somebody on a. I mean, just in general speaking, not after you threw in about 10 uglies on her, it makes me not like you very much. Person who wrote that letter, and I can't remember your name.
Somebody ugly makes
I've already
ugly.
Erased your name from my memory bank.
It was Nick.
Nick. You don't have to be so mean about it. She obviously has some wonderful qualities, and somebody can appreciate those. So she needs to be with someone else. So just, you don't have to let her down easy. Just do like every other jerk guy and just ignore her. Just be a jerk. You're a jerk anyway, so just ignore her.
He might not be a jerk.
He is rude to write down that many uglies. He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to say all that. He could have just said, I went out with a girl. You know, I thought she was, I didn't have the feelings. How to let it down easy. No, he had to go into great detail about how hideous she was. That's mean and rude and unnecessary.
Defend him, Al?
I can't defend that.
I just am not attracted to somebody.
Right.
I don't want
right.
you know.
Yeah. I was thinking I had to defend
her. She
was right.
I wanted to pull the
typical jerk guy move and ignore her until she goes away.
Unfortunately.
You're doing her a favor.
Well done, Kelly Raspberry. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We have a nice tab for you right there.
Thanks.
And if you followed her advice in the past, write us and let us know how that's gone for you.
I'd love to know if it worked out.
We want to do a Where Are They Now love
letter. Or if it went horribly wrong. I mean, maybe sure. I need to be put in my place.
Your next chance to play the free money name game and win up to $1,000 happens at 8:10 Central. And to get that $1,000, post free money for Kid Nation on your social media now. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's so great when you don't have to do something.
No pressure, huh?
That you did last week that you felt enormous pressure.
You know,
because watching Kelly and Al just squirm this entire break was funny.
Well, I'm having drainage issues.
We have to see. Yeah. Wow.
And I finally use Al every morning before we go on the air. He sprays this Singer. What is it called?
It's called Singer's Saving Grace.
It is and I said, give me some of that spray.
Honey lemon.
Why do you have lemon? It tastes neither like honey nor lemon.
It's nasty.
Why do you have singing spray?
Well, early in the morning, you know, but your voice it has to warm up. You know, we start talking at 6 o'clock. We really haven't said many words that morning, so it helps. I don't know what it actually does, to be honest with you, but it hopefully
burns.
Helps you sound better.
Hopefully, right. It dried up all that mucus. Now, we're going to be singing this morning, Al, and I want you to know something. Emma Kelly's listening.
Okay.
She woke up not feeling well.
All
she
right.
says she feels like the Hulk punched her in the throat.
Hi, Emma Kelly.
What are you trying to say?
Well, this is going to make her feel better, so I want you to do a good job and
all
sing
right.
for my daughter.
I will. Okay. And I'm going to dedicate this song because there's a guy that I hired. I asked him to do something the other day, and he said, I don't really want to do that. And I'm like, sometimes you have to do things on your job.
Even when you don't want to do them.
You have to do it.
I really don't want to say. I mean,
did you really want to write a song about toothpaste?
No,
but you did it anyway,
but I
Al.
Did it because that's what the white people pay me to do. So
that's what the white people paid you to do.
That's what the white folks pay me to do. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Well, are you guys ready?
Says the man dressed like a cowboy.
Al dressed up for his performance on the radio.
I have to admit, I did buy this hat because of this song that I'm singing, and it's in the country genre. So
yeah.
Kelly's going to go first. All right.
I am.
Hold on.
I think JC said that.
I don't know who's going first.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Voice Factor Idol.
Yay.
I am your host, JC, because I'm not performing this week. And I'm out of the competition as of now because Jenna won.
Well, you're fighting it out for third, JC.
You're playing. Like,
you got to save a little face.
I don't know if I ever want to sing again.
You're playing the bad bowl next week.
Yeah, I'll play next week, but I'm hosting this week. Joining us this week are Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack.
Yeah.
Your topic was toothpaste.
Yes, it was. We had, 20 topics on the wheel, and that's
landed
the
on
one
toothpaste.
That came up.
That's what ended up landing. Sometimes it lands in spots like that. Whoever wins this competition, based on voting online all day and all night, will move on to face our champion from last week, Jenna Owens.
I bought a hat.
Thanks, Al. appreciate
it. Remember when I ran for senior class president, I was running against Kurt. I rented a tuxedo.
I'm sweating.
All white. White all bow tie, white top hat.
No, you're not that nice.
Stop delaying the inevitable.
Let's get to it. I'm excited.
Sweating a little bit.
He beat me, but I look good.
Up first, because we drew backstage,
okay,
is Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
All right. Good luck, Kelly.
I need a napkin.
Give it up for Kelly Raspberry, everybody.
My right pit is the only one sweating, and I don't know why.
Really? Okay.
All right. This is my song. It's about toothpaste.
Nice.
I'm rolling out of my bed, an empty bottle of wine. Got a pounding migraine because I drank it all. And now I'm feeling like death. That's on the wrong, it's on the wrong thing, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Did that start in the right place?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Did you give... Wait, no, I have to ask.
Has this ever happened on...
Did you give me a lead, or did you start with
this? Like this a super long, there's a whole lot of nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Has this ever happened on Idol Voice?
Did that come in the right place?
See, I didn't stop last week when I screwed up.
Yes, you did stop.
I stopped.
Did that come in the right place?
Let me put it back.
We got the judges coming.
In a different place than it was.
Yeah, I think you start...
Did you start in a different place?
I think you have to start right away.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, man.
This is a buildup.
Never. This is never
how I know.
We apologize for
five,
the voice factor.
Two,
I don't.
Three.
Is it the right one?
I don't know. I'm rolling out of my bed, an empty bottle of wine. Got a pounding migraine because I drank it all. Now I'm feeling like death. Don't be smelling my breath. Did something die in my mouth? Yes, something died in my mouth. Wanna go back to sleep, but my breath is so bad. And I don't even smoke, but it tastes like I have. Where's my favorite toothbrush and my sensitive taste? Oh, it's all in a rush, but I'm squeezing the tube now. Toothpaste on my brush now. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just can't stop, my breath's killing me. Is this tartar control?
Woo!
Minty green, brush my teeth all nice and clean. Front to back and side to side. Reach those molars open wide. Brush the germs and plaque away. Rinse and spit my cares away. Halitosis, wave goodbye. Hello, my bright smile.
Yeah.
Woo. There
nice
we go. Snap.
Not funny,
not
but it's about toothpaste.
And it was
job.
Good.
Nice job.
And it was good.
It was about toothpaste.
Hey, it's about bad breath and toothpaste.
How long
That's
was
what
hurt?
A girl has to do.
Anybody know? How long was it?
It's supposed to be about a minute 30.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I just want to see how mine was and compared to her.
How old is how long
mine
is yours?
Mine was the verse and the chorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
a song. It's almost not fair.
Did you do the entire song?
No.
Al, you're not supposed to.
It's almost not fair because Kelly sings Mr. Brightside karaoke all the time. That's her song.
That's what you do. You pick something you know.
We said this after JC and I did it. Like, right. I did Locked Out of Heaven because it's one of my favorite songs.
I told you it's all about song choice. I screwed up last week because I picked a song I didn't know very well. You should have learned from me.
I'm just pandering a little bit.
How long is yours, Al?
That's what she said.
It's probably a little under 2 minutes.
A little under 2 minutes,
well,
so it's about 2 minutes.
It's fine, or they might have told you to cut it. So
I just want to make sure mine wasn't too long. I want to make sure it was long enough.
Are you
know what? If it's entertaining, you can sing for an hour. As long as it's entertaining,
it's
Al.
Toothpaste.
All right, Big Al, do you have a title for your song?
Toothpaste.
Okay.
Oh, good.
It's to...
Is this a song we know?
Oh, yeah. If you don't know Blake Shelton's Neon Light, come on now. You don't know this?
Maybe I do.
I'm afraid I don't.
Can you play the real song, Shannon?
Why would you play the good song?
It's always a good idea to go with a song people don't know.
No, okay, I don't
want
to throw y'all.
No, you don't want people to compare.
See,
no,
another thing about parody songs, Al, you usually pick a song people are
familiar
accustomed
to. Dude, I hear this song at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, now we know what it's supposed to sound like.
All right, Al, you ready? We don't need to hear Blake.
Hold on.
We know what he sounds like.
Hold on, I got to stretch my knee out.
You don't need to stretch your singing.
Oh, now he's trying to get injury empathy.
Dressed in his pink cowboy shirt and his black cowboy hat and his boots.
All right.
Big Al Mack.
Let's do it. Turned up in my headphones.
I don't know how to dance this one.
Do you dance to this?
Yeah,
sure you
play.
Do.
Dip.
Woke up in the morning breath smelling like happy hour. Shrimp wrapped in bacon don't mean sizzling. Should've brushed my teeth before my head hit the pillow. But my girl was feeling frisky. She said, come here, King. Colgate. Morning breath. Gotta pay more attention to my oral health. How about a little toothpaste so my breath won't be stinking? Then I'll spit it out and we'll start off freaking. Brush from left to right, from top to the bottom.
Yeah.
Then I'll take a blue pill, 'cause you know I got them. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Love it. All
right. I like the blue pill thing.
I've lost this one already.
Right. Here we go.
Yeehaw.
I love it when my girlfriend wakes up in the mood, but I need to brush my teeth and a smudge in the tube. Come on, give me that last itty bitty bit. Smash it up from the bottom, I'll see what I can get. Gonna squeeze on the Pepsi dent. Let's swap some toothpaste, baby, I'll pay your rent. Need some clothes up so my breath won't be stinking. Can't get no love if my breath is reeking. 'Cause a little tongue is all I'm seeking. A little toothpaste so my breath won't be stinking.
Yeah.
Right.
And you were out.
It's Random Man.
I messed up.
No,
just a little mess up, Al. Who cares?
It was great, Al.
All right. So you had a little slip.
I mean, you didn't cough. Right to skip a word or two.
What was your obligatory too many words in a sentence?
That was awesome.
That's what I messed up on. But I need to brush my teeth. There's not much in the tube. Come on, give me that last little bitty bit. Smash it up from the bottom.
Right, you know what I'm saying? We heard it already.
Yeah. Do it all again.
It's great.
I'm into it now.
You can vote at KidNation.com. We'll have those up shortly.
Ow, you did so great.
Thank you.
You guys both did a good job.
You did good, Kelly. You did good.
It was the hat.
It was the hat.
You sing country, Al.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You found your...
I might have found something.
You found your calling.
I've been telling you, Lil Jon Deere ain't dead.
I know.
Oh, he can resurrect.
All right, get the voting. KidNation.com. We'll have this up soon. The free money name game. $1,000 up for grabs for you if you have initials on your name, which all of us do.
It's JC, Jenna, Big Al Mac, and Kelly Raspberry.
I'm not showing this butt to anybody.
Now, on with the show.
Free Money Name Game!
Second time to play the Free Money Name Game this morning. We're doing it twice a day, every day. And what we're going to do is we're going to have Kelly take that Nerf gun that she has in front of her. She's going to shoot at cans that have each of the letter of the alphabet represented underneath them.
This is not cocked, right? I don't want to jam it up again. All right, so I'm going to hit a can with a letter on the bottom of it, and that'll be the first or last initial of your name, hopefully.
Yes.
And then I'll do it again.
All right.
Where am I going to aim this time? Oh, let's just aim for a can.
Center block.
These have been mixed up again, right?
Ooh.
Wow. That went around the corner.
Nice
shot. That curve.
I put a little...
First letter is O.
Oh.
Oh, it's been popular.
Oh,
Shayla.
All right, let's see.
All right. Oh, dang, Kelly.
Nailed it.
Four in a row. You're getting better. You might not need to take shooting lessons.
I'm a natural born killer.
B.
O-B. B-O.
B-O, stanky. Be the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Those initials that maybe have tormented you as a child are going to pay off for you today, right?
B-O. Come on, B-O.
$500 for B-O or O-B at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Caller 13 with those initials.
By the way, it's 800-KID-LIVE. Did we give the phone number enough there?
Oh, yeah. We gave it a few times.
Okay, we're good.
Sorry.
Oh, look at that. You know what that means.
Now, let's change the energy in here. Let's make it
positive.
Let's do it. Let's give away some money.
All right.
Free money day.
Yeah, let's turn it into good news here. The initials were B-O or O-B. That's what Kelly shot, and that's what we're looking for. We have Olivera on the phone.
Oh.
Hey, Olivera.
Olivera.
Hello.
How you
Hola.
Doing?
Hi.
Hi, Olivera. That's a beautiful name. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you go by Olive?
I go by Ollie.
I love it.
You're cute all around, Olivera.
Olivera, this is your lucky day. That O could pay off if your last name legally starts with a B.
It does.
What is it?
It's Brown.
Oh,
Ollie Brown, you just won $500.
$500.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, we want to double that for you, Ollie.
We really do.
But you had to have gone on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever social media you go and have fun on. Did you write "Free Money for Kid Nation" on any of those?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, Ollie Brown.
No,
that's okay.
Sorry.
You still got $500.
Yeah, you enjoy that money, okay, Ollie?
Yeah, go still blow it. Blow every dime out of it.
Yes, I have a high maintenance 15-year-old daughter.
So she'll be taking about $400 of it.
Is there such a thing as a low maintenance 15-year-old daughter?
No.
I haven't met her yet.
I have not. All right, hold on for us, Ollie. Oh, I'm so excited. We have breaking news.
What?
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
Oh, it continues.
Yes, it's true. We have found the girl.
Oh.
The girl who took the original picture
in
of Alex from Target. In that Target, we want to welcome to the show Miss Brooklyn Reif. Good morning, Brooklyn. So we want to know when you took this picture of Alex.
Like October 26th-ish, probably.
So just a minute ago,
Weird. Yeah. And it didn't go viral when you posted it, did it?
No.
So where did these people find
the picture?
Yeah,
who's this chick in England?
I have no idea.
So you're in line at Target. Take me through this. With your friend, obviously, and you just thought this guy was really cute, and you put the phone down to, like, your stomach and just kind of snapped a picture?
Well, you just told her whole story.
So Alana was there first, and she had tweeted about a really attractive Target guy. And then I was at dinner with my dad, and then after that, I went there, and I found myself in the checkout line. So I snapped a picture of him, and I sent it to Alana really fast via Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And then she replied back. She was like, yes, that's him. Get his number. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, no, I'm with my dad.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Alex owes you a great deal of thanks. Hopefully there's a Target gift card in it for you.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's all because of you, ultimately. We give you credit.
Yeah, we're talking with Brooklyn, who was the girl who took the picture of the very famous Alex from Target, which has gone viral now. She didn't make it go viral. Somehow some girl from England did, but she did take the picture. What was your reaction when you saw the picture on Twitter all over the place?
Sunday before the Cowboys game, I saw it on a few accounts. And then after the Cowboys game, I went back on and my Twitter had blown up with mentions. And all these accounts had that picture and like collages and... all this, and I was like, oh my gosh. So we were out to eat, and my mom's friends from out of town were there, and I was like showing them the picture, and then I was going to my original picture. I was like, look at what I did.
Well, Brooklyn Reif, thank you so much for bringing us Alex from Target.
You're welcome.
Have a good day at school, baby.
You're a trendsetter, woman.
Yeah.
Good job to Shannon for tracking her down.
Wow.
Really pretty girl, by the way.
Really?
Very pretty.
Really pretty girl. So Brooklyn's on her way to school on a bus.
Head to KidNation.com to see all of our Insta-twin winners. They look so much like what they dressed up as. It's scary. Insta-twin, thanks to Party City, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget to vote for your favorite song from this morning between Kelly and Big Al Mac. They both sang about toothpaste, and now we got to crown a winner.
I get it. Toothpaste.
Yeah. Proud. See? Uh-huh. See?
Yep. I got it.
You can do that.
You can do that at KidNation.com.
Yeah. And also, how would you like Big Al Mac at your house, ladies?
Well, I've had Big Al at my house. Yeah. Let me just say, he comes in very handy.
I bet he does.
When you want a dead squirrel removed from your living room and you can't explain how it got there in the first place, I didn't ask why.
No, she didn't.
I just said, Al, please come get this squirrel out of my living room. And you know what he did?
What?
He came and got that squirrel out of my
living
room.
He got it out?
No questions
asked.
Came and
got this squirrel. See, here's the thing. I own a house, but I live in an apartment. And
you own more than one house. That's something a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, slumlord.
Yeah, you're a slumlord.
Today I have some rental property, and today I have to go to Home Depot and buy a gas stove Now, I'm not, I don't fool with gas.
Oh, no, Al.
I don't fool with gas. I don't fool with that. So, okay. So that, take that off the table.
You're not hooking it up?
But I'm at least just getting it and delivering it over so the plumber can go and do all that. I don't fool with gas. But what I do miss about living in a house is building stuff.
Okay.
I mean, and when I had my past house, I built a deck in the back. Yeah. It was a pretty big size deck. And, you know, from time to time, I'll do something. Some of it good, some of it not so good. I've installed some ceramic tile, you know, just different stuff.
Al, didn't you put tile on your wall at your house?
I did.
I
and
love
then
this
instead
photo.
Of instead of
yeah.
removing it, you would just add on to
I
it.
I would, yeah.
So to get to the outlet to plug, you know, a kitchen item
you
in,
to
you
reach
your hand in the hole.
Yeah, yeah. And some like I said, some good, some not so good.
That probably upped the value of that home.
This past week, I had a guy playing guitar at my bar, and I needed a stage, so I ran up to Home Depot. Uh-huh. I got some 2x6s, some 8-foot 2x6s.
You built a stage?
I built a stage this past week. It's a 5-foot by 8-foot stage. Yeah.
There's a pending lawsuit now. The guy fell through.
Nothing to it. But I like to build stuff like that. It comes from my daddy. My daddy liked to fix furniture, as a furniture finisher and upholsterer. So I kind of miss that. So ladies, if you have something,
ladies,
yeah, I don't go to some dude's house and fix his stuff.
So this is a sexist thing.
Some dude 6'3", 250 pounds, drinking a beer, watching me fix something in his house. No,
I agree, Al.
No,
okay.
So if you need something fixed around the house, minor. I can't, you know, I don't have a work crew. It's just me.
You have a lot of conditions with this.
I'm just saying, if it's something, just
you don't
email
want a room
me.
Addition. He's not going to add a room.
No, I'm not
going to
put
house.
A roof on your house.
Be
or
reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, I need a chandelier hung. It's been sitting on the ground in a box for a year and a half.
Relatively small chandelier. I can do that. I've got ladders. I got,
and
you know.
Maybe you need a bench built. Al built the bench outside that we have if you want to come by the show and watch us. But
you had to be fortified by professionals after the fact.
Yeah, well, I was on a time crunch.
Al doesn't own a level.
But
so.
I do own a level. A toolbox. I got power tools.
You still have
girl.
That tool belt I got for you?
Yeah, I do. I got hammers. I got tape measure. I got drill. I got two drills.
What's your favorite power tool?
I like the drill. Because I like the impact drill when the screw gets all the way in and it makes that.
It just
makes you feel like a man. Dude,
I think a nail gun would make you feel more manly.
You get me in Home Depot and just drop me off and I am fine.
Oh, drilling.
And I love being, for some reason, I love being the first person in Home Depot in the morning, like on Saturday or Sunday morning. I just go in there. But anyway, if you need something done around the house, email me where you live and what you need done. To Handyman Big Al Mac. That's H. There's a K on Mac. A lot of people don't know that.
I think it's like a Big Mac, and it's
So Handyman.
M-A-C-K.
Handyman Big Al Mac at gmail.com, or you can go to kidnation.com to enter the Kelly.
What?
The drill.
There's
something about the drill. This little switch right here.
They're going to finish your email?
Can you reverse it?
Yeah, that reverses.
Does it?
Because you can use it as a screwdriver, right?
Yeah. That's what this bit for. Say it's a drill bit right there.
And this is how you adjust the torque. Al is full white guy.
What's torque?
He's in
torque.
A cow.
That's the power that's
used. How much power you want.
Yeah.
Al, you're a flathead or Phillips?
And this is DeWalt right here. DeWalt probably makes the best. Well, see, I don't want somebody to get
mad.
Okay,
Al, do you have to tell yourself lefty loosey, or do you know counterclockwise and clockwise?
Counterclockwise, lefty. I mean, whichever way
that's
floats
a great
your boat,
expression, though, for everything. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Left loosens it up, righty tighty tightens it up.
Yeah.
So
I tell myself that every time.
Dude, there's nothing like drilling stuff. And you get me.
I just want a nail gun stuff.
Get me with some screws and some 2x6s, some 2x6s. Let me just get to work. And I put on my work gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, it
those
turns
are sexy,
my
right?
I mm-hmm. have two pair of work gloves. I'm just telling you. I am your man.
You should leave them on next time and see what happens.
Oh, you should. Al.
She loves it.
Okay, handyman, Big Al Mac.
Is the butt crack included?
You know, you might get a little butt crack. Just don't post it. Or if you do, you know, just hope I get as famous as Alex is from Target. Handyman Big Al Mac at gmail.com. Email me where you live and what you need done around your house. Again, no room additions. I'm not gonna put on a car or put up a carport.
Right.
If you need foundation work done, it's not that
reasonable.
Deep. Just some little minor stuff.
This is like HGTV on BET.
Yeah.
And tomorrow
meet CMT.
We're gonna test. We're going to test Big Al Mac tomorrow with his knowledge. We're going to play you tools, the sound of the tools, and see if you can guess what tool it is.
Okay. I like the handsaw, too. Not the manual handsaw. I'm sorry. Power saw. Because I love the smell of sawdust.
What about the jigsaw?
See, I'm not
a puzzle?
The jigsaw because of racial things.
What's racial about a jigsaw?
Some folks
You're kidding me.
Some folks get that. Some folks.
No, I got it.
I don't need to explain.
But who would ever think that?
I was just making a joke, Kelly. It's all good. Jigsaw. Hold on, let me do some more
time. Remember.
This is a good one too. Rob just brought me a drill. You can tell how good your power tool is by how heavy it is.
I don't know about this.
This is a heavy. See, do that. Kelly.
What are the legalities of this?
And just see.
Like if Al knocks their house
down. Do they have to sign a waiver?
The grill button. The drill button.
Have we talked to legal?
Ooh. See? Isn't that good?
I don't think we've talked to legal. Did you talk to legal, Al?
No, we didn't talk to legal. Well, no, we're not pulling any permits right
you
here.
You can't just go drilling all over
we're
the place.
We're not pulling any permits.
What is
we'll
that
do it
noise?
Night.
That
we'll do
noise
it at night.
Is making my teeth hurt. Like what the dentist drill.
What
just,
if the picture falls off the wall and hits a toddler on the head, and then the toddler gets a head injury, and then it's all Big Al's fault?
You know, I am torquing this up to 21. What does that mean?
That's the full torque,
that's
Kelly. That means that it can go into any piece of wood.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at Kelly nailing stuff.
Yeah.
Drilling.
Al, do you, whistle while you torque?
With the Kid Nation app, you can stay connected to the show even when you're on the go. I just made a rhyme there. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.